Many think of the fair as a time to kick back and eat some fried food. But as Tess Goodwin reports, some Idahoans see the fair as their shot at victory.
On a hot August afternoon, breads, biscotti, and cinnamon rolls cover nearly every surface of Georgia White's kitchen.
Those are dinner rolls. So I'll pick the four best-looking ones, but see on the bottom how nice and brown they are?
Fans positioned at every door and window circulate delicious smells of buttery sweets throughout the house, but offer little relief from the heat. These baked goods aren't for eating. They're for winning. White has been competing in Western Idaho Fair contests for over 20 years. She even takes 2 weeks off from her job to prepare for it. And her family has been bringing home the ribbons for decades.
I've got ribbons from both my grandmothers. My mom has a ton of ribbons.
As a fourth-generation Idaho native, White says it's just what her family does. It connects her to her roots. And White says when it comes down to it,
I like ribbons.
That she does. Last year, she even crafted an American flag quilt using some of her ribbons. The quilt was, naturally, entered in the fair's quilting competition.
I got honorable mention, which was very generous since I've never sewed anything in my entire life.
If you've never competed at the Western Idaho Fair, here's how it works. The week before the fair opens, you can enter competitions for produce, canning, baked goods, all the classics. These are judged before the fair opens, but competitors won't know the results until opening day. White says that when it comes to judging, secrecy is paramount.
It's like Fort Knox. You know, like, don't try to get in and sneak and see if you want anything, because they will shoot you down.
White is preparing for these pre-fair contests when I meet up with her. She's working on her apple pie, which has even attracted her adoring fans all the way to her house.
All of a sudden, somebody rings the doorbell. And I'm like, well, you know, who is it? And I go out there. And some random man I've never seen before. And he took a picture of my address label at the fair. Because I won first place on the apple pie, he drove up here to see if he could pay me to make him an apple pie.
White focuses on food-based contests, but has dipped into other arenas. One year, she entered her silver lace Wyandotte rooster, fondly named Rocky the Rockstar George Clooney of roosters, who remains her phone screensaver.
First, I go over there, and he's got a blue ribbon. And I was, like, super-duper excited. And then I go over like an hour or two later and he's got another ribbon, a medallion ribbon. And then I went over a while later and he's got a third ribbon. And then I go back later and he had a great big trophy. He won the whole fair.
Beyond the prejudged competitions, special contests happen throughout the week of the fair. These are day of contests that include cupcake combat and cheesapalooza, where contestants create dishes for judges to try right then and there. While working on this story, I was asked to judge the salsa competition. Thankfully, White and I had not discussed any salsa-related plans, so I could remain unbiased. The contestants are judged based on creativity, presentation, and taste. Dave Borf has been judging for over 8 years. He says when he first started out, he was hesitant about critiquing fair regulars.
Yeah, it gets a little easier, I think. My first couple times doing it, I was nervous. I'm like, I was just waiting for somebody to come up and like physically accost me after. Like, I saw your judge's sheet, you're an idiot.
Borf says fair contestants, while highly competitive, rarely become bitter. Many competitors come back year to year, creating a tight-knit group.
There's some usual suspects in the crowd. I see a few people that are here fairly regularly.
The contestant who racks up the most points earns the coveted title of Chef of the Year, which is usually a shootout among seasoned vets.
They win a lot. Those regulars,
yeah.
All of them are like no joke badasses.
When the scores have been calculated, there's an air of excitement in the room.
In third place with 48.5 points and $35 goes to Georgia White.
White did not win first in the salsa or the dip contests. Her apple pie, however, earned a blue ribbon.
I'll be back. It's a lot of work, but it's my fun time of creating things and canning. And, you know, who knows? Maybe this winter I'll get out my little sew machine and make something again out of my fair ribbons.
It shouldn't be any surprise. She already has her calendar marked for next year. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.